This morning, businessman Dario Greenwich has an idea for dealing with the increase in fuel prices in Barbados.
You know, if we are supposed to be looking at a sustainable solution for the fuel increases that we've been seeing, sure, the solidarity that we've shown for the 388 movement is something that I think is definitely needed at this time. But the real solution is to be able to look at an alternative way to either fuel our vehicles or an alternative type of vehicle, fueled by a more cost-effective source of energy. And the reality is that I don't think as individuals we could pioneer or we could even consider having a part of our own in the value chain linked to this entire experience. But certainly collectively, if we have that approach, we could actually own the entire value chain and not only be consumers within the value chain as it relates to renewable energy, but certainly be investors as well. And I'm gonna just give a quick scenario. You know, if each person is supposed to just set aside or contribute to a fund, just want the cost of 1 liter per gas, and we're just going to say, for argument's sake, that the cost per liter will stay at the 388 for the next 12 months. And if everybody is supposed to just contribute that $3.88, they refuel to a fund, and we're going to create a scenario where you refuel your vehicle 52 times in a year, you're probably looking at just over $200 over the course of a year. So imagine if 10,000 people within a group, within a collective, contribute just $200 during a 12-month period to this particular fund. We're talking about $2 million we potentially raise, and with that $2 million, we're able to start a solar farm, or we're able to establish a biodiesel or alternative fuel plant in Barbados. We then own a particular segment of the value chain. If within a four-year period, we're able to get, you know, maybe 40% of those, of that 10,000 persons to switch from regular fossil fuel vehicles to electric, we then have consumers for our solar farm or for our alternative energy plant. So in essence, we benefit from being investors, or rather we benefit as consumers from being investors in this actual project. Gives us a little more sustainability and the ability to be able to further control our price, and as a result, the price that we pay for energy, for fuel. And this could then be multiplied to so many different sectors. There are entrepreneurs obviously bringing in the said electric vehicles. There are entrepreneurs looking at converting vehicles that exist on the road now to be able to use biodiesel and other alternatives, alternative forms of fuel. And all we need to do is to be able to collectively look at the value chain, look at the ecosystem, and look at exactly how we could be at both ends of the spectrum, the investor side as well as the consumer side. And once we have that scenario at the forefront of our minds, I do believe that we would have better control over price, alternatively, we'd be able to change the landscape in which we operating, and ultimately own a piece of what will probably transform not only Barbados, but what will transform the world. And I think this definitely deserves some consideration, especially now that we have the kind of solidarity that we have for the 388 movement. And that is just my two cents at this stage.
Dario Greenwich on Sagicor's Early Business